Hello, I'm Madison. I'm in my fourth year here in history. And so I wanted to talk about wine and Canadian identity. It's a huge topic. There's lots to talk about. So I've kind of broken it down a little bit to something a bit more accessible. I hope it makes sense. So I'm going to discuss the ways in which people, Canadians in particular, can develop a sense of identity through wine. Discussed will be the function of locally produced wines, notions of social status, and nostalgic ties to wine. So I will argue that the Canadian identity is more likely to be influenced by the social function of wine and nostalgic ties to the commodity, as opposed to nationality or social status, which is really evident in many other countries. Okay, so the focus of my research really embodies much of my interview with Rob Stanzel, a practiced sommelier from one of Winnipeg's most prestigious wine merchants, Banville & Jones. His personal anecdotes and views on the consumption and collection of wine will be used to illustrate some of the ideas circulating wine and construction of identity in Canada. So initially, I wanted to research social rituals of wine and consumption, but Rob's Canadian perspective throughout the interview was too strong to ignore, so I really wanted to focus on that instead. Okay, so first things first, I want to talk a little bit about regional and national identity through wine. So wine can be easily seen as a marker of national identity or pride. This is evident in, say, France. It's become a national symbol to drink wine or champagne there. But what about in Canada? Well, we're not necessarily known for wine production, though we do have a 200-year-old history of its production here. So we started with local grapes. They were bitter, and they didn't actually grow very well in our cold climate. So in 1980s, we switched to foreign grapes, and there was better outcome. But one of the markers of Canadian wine production is ice wine, and that's the picture right up here. So in 1984, we adopted this unique cultivating practice, which involves growing the grapes during the summer and letting them freeze over the winter, then collecting them and crushing them, and it becomes a really sweet, dessert-like wine. And we're one of the most, I think, prestigious producers of that particular wine here in Canada. Let's move on. Okay, though we do produce and we do have our own kind of Canadian brands, Canada is a country that imports most of its wine. So you can see, where are we? Right up here, number 9. We are one of the top importers of wine. We don't really focus on our own brands as much. We export most, actually. So we don't really have to rely on our own production. We're more reliant on consuming international brands. Okay, and the Canadian consumption of wine itself is actually quite low. We are, I think, way on the other side over there. So even though Canada is one of the top importers of wine in the world, on a global scale, we barely even consume the commodity. In the interview, Rob Stanzel even states that Canada is primarily a beer-drinking country. He didn't know anything about it growing up, anything about wine at all. So it's rather evident that Canada might only have a small national association with local wine production. But what about ties to wine as a status indicator? Okay. So, Rob Stanzel offered two really interesting examples of how imported wine can be used to construct a person's perception of their own social status. So the first example he raises is the rise of a middle class in China. This has influenced a huge interest in French wine because, as Stanzel puts it, the Chinese middle class have discovered not only that they like the taste of wine, but that it's what wealthy people drink. It's a symbol of high status. So you can see right there, it's really evident that people are drinking it because that they think it will raise their status a little bit more. The second example is the rise in popularity of champagne throughout the American rap community. And that's fairly recent. Champagne here is used as a symbol of luxury. Some champagne producers in France, obviously, have been very hesitant to ship their high-class brand to a lower-class consumer. This really highlights the symbolism of status in a particular commodity. And by the way, he was really negative on this. He didn't really agree with this at all. He didn't actually identify himself as a high status person because he associates with wine himself. Okay, so wine and status in Canada. Wine is not necessarily marketed towards the wealthy here. The average price of a bottle of wine is about $16, making it really accessible, actually, if you compare it globally. In fact, Canada has a very diverse demographic of consumers of wine. It is not an exclusive product here. Rob never actually talks about status in Canada, and instead focuses more on the social and nostalgic function of the commodity. So it's reasonable to suggest that Canadians don't necessarily identify their social status through wine, but through other means. Okay, so the social function. So regardless of regional placement or social status, according to Rob Stanzel, wine acts as a glue. It can be used to invite people together and converse. It is a social bonder. Stanzel provided a charming anecdote of his personal experiences cooking dinner with his friends while they shared a bottle of wine that they collectively picked out. He associates wine with sociability and an agent in constructing personal relationships and identities. So Rob also indicates that wine can also be used as a token of memory or nostalgia to influence personal identity. Rob Stanzel's recollection of a large bottle of wine he and his wife used as a guest book at their wedding, he tells this little story. Everyone at the wedding signed a note for us, or just a name with a marker on the glass. This is a special wine to me because it was made by a producer in Italy that I spent a week at working in the vineyard there. It carries a kind of sentiment with it. We may open that in a year, we may open it in 5 or 10, or we might not open it ever, we might just let it be. So in Rob Stanzel's fond memory of his wedding, he relates his passion for wine, his love for his wife, and his travel experiences in Italy. In one simple bottle of wine, an intricate array of memories and aspects of identity may exist, regardless of nationality or social status. So to conclude, wine consumed and collected in Canada can influence a constructed identity. As opposed to regional identity or social status, wine in Canada has a better possibility of producing identity through nostalgia or the social function of wine. That's it. Thank you.